think I would, what would you consider to be things you lost? What, whether you got compensated or not, I think the first question is, what are the things you want to count as losses? And then you can answer the question about it. What are the things you want to count as things that would be viewed as compensation for those losses? So first, generate the list of things that you believe belong in the category of loss.
Okay. And should we list those right now?
Yeah, if you could. And I'll, Brenda's taking notes, but I'm going to type them as well.
Right. So first,
I want to talk about inventory. So.
Right. And that's a legitimate loss because, well, you know, you threw out, you know, expired foods and spoiled foods since March. Some of us are still throwing out. So I would agree that inventory would be one of them. If other committee members have any thoughts.
Inventory, definitely.
I would say inventory, and what we talked about is actual losses. You look at your business reports from 2019 to 2020, you know, that's legitimate.
I would go as far as defining it as perishable inventory, because inventory can include paper goods and that. We can't really include that. So I would say it has to be defined as perishable inventory.
Sure. Is expired food considered perishable? I guess so, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I would think so. Anything that has an expiration date perishes.
Yeah. So, okay. That's a good way to put it. Good point. Like you said, yeah, your paper goods, you don't need to discard those. They're still good.
Some of them have expiration dates, you know. Like the lids that you guys get coffee cups from Baronet and all that stuff, they have expiration dates right on the lid, on the cups, everything.
What about the coffee itself?
Yes.
That's the definition of perishable. If it has an expiration date on it, it's
as a category it would count as a loss, it should be named. So for instance, I don't know uncompensated loss, you might get to, you know, say on your business report that this is a loss, but did you get compensated for it? So I think what I'm hearing Chad say is that I still had to pay my workers' comp premium at the beginning of the year, even though I had nobody at my site and I didn't get a refund. That's what I believe he's saying.
It is what I'm saying, but it's just saying your question, typing it in, you know, as an answer on the questionnaire, saying all items, all expenses under our business report, does that cover us, or do we have to go line item by line item as an explanation to what we're including as an expense that has been compensated? Or is just saying all expenses on business reports cover this? Or do we have to go in detail for every line item?
That's a good question and a good point. And my thought process was, you know, because it's already on your business report, and all that's covered under one loss as far as your business report. That was my thought process. That's why I said, Jesus, if we all have to go line by line, you know, like, you know, right, some of us have utilities, some of us don't. Some of us have, you know, some of the expenses like cleaning up the dining room. You know, it would be a long list. I was hoping we could just, you know, cover the loss under your business report.
So, Mr. Chair, I believe that what you're suggesting is that rather than having this say these 15 different unique items, what we say is the line items on the business report 2020 compared to 2019 attached as a business report, so you can see the categories, and that
right.
would factor in if somebody has to pay for cable TV at their location. You would see that they, you know, paid for it, but it may not show
right.
as a loss because they paid for it in 2019. They paid for it in 2020, so it actually may not be a loss at all from that standpoint on the business report because they the same amount in both years. Whereas what I think Chad is indicating is that I had to pay for my cable, but nobody was there to watch it, but I couldn't get rid of it. So I,
right,
you know, that's, so I think you're saying two different things. I don't necessarily believe that RSA is going to have an opinion as to which of those two approaches is right versus wrong, but I think they're going to want to have a consistent approach. So if you want to say, business report, why not just 2020 compared to 2019, or every 2020 number lower than 2019, that counts as loss. That's pretty straightforward. That's what I was hoping to do. That sounds a little more, you know, a little straightforward. It covers those losses. You know, brought in $10,000 last year and spent $25,000. Well, just, you know, $50,000 in losses. That's because you're spending your cable and your wear and your workers' comp. That's my thought process. So I was hoping to see it. You know,
that would be.
Necessarily do that, the methodology was described don't know until we submit it. You know, if they need something further, they're going to kick the application, they're going to deny it and kick the application back, and then we'll have to, you know, figure out why they need to kick it back and, you know, find it. My cable bill is $200 a month, so July, August, September, all the way up, I was paying $200 a month on my business report with no income, so it's showing a loss, $200 a month, so it shows the loss. But you're saying inventory doesn't show the loss.
Okay.
No.
Is there any other category that besides inventory that the business report wouldn't necessarily allow it to clearly see there's a loss, but it's still not a loss?
I'm sorry, Brian, can you come back to us? I have a question. I know why that happens. I'm sorry, but with my payroll company, everything is encompassed in one line that says the total due. Well, please tell me if I'm correct. Would your workman's comp and all that stuff be a part of that as a part of your payroll deductions, or workman's comp was separate? I'm just saying, with the payroll company that I used to have, everything was all like...
Okay. What I hear...
Right. I had payroll matters, and everything was combined, so I don't know how do you separate that, unless you
That's
went in and
said
you
did.
Okay.
That's not true. I'm just, hold on a second. I have payroll matters also. I break it down for you in your payroll report you get weekly. There's a separate page that has your workmen. Like, I'm a direct draft. So I don't pay premium. I don't prepay. I pay based on what I need for payroll matters.
right.
Line out as a separate line item under workers' comp. I don't lump it in with my payroll. My payroll is not a business expense. That's not necessarily payroll.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
inventory verified by the field representative, attestation form that the vendor would initial each item, and then sign a date form. Okay. Number five. Does the SLA anticipate having any FRRP funds remaining after distributing funds to wine vendors to cover losses incurred in 2020? Now, at this point, from my perspective, hearing what Tyrell said, when you look at just pure losses, without knowing if these were otherwise compensated, you would only see a portion of what the actual if no one got compensated for anything from any other source, which means that there'd be nothing left. So I would say our answer is probably no right now. Until we get further down. One by one or two coming in. We could. Maybe it changes the answer. Number five, we can start going back. Number seven, I'm guessing. Yes. Yeah, if yes, we've identified. Know, identify what they click off, what they would be, but let's just see if we actually believe that we're going to change those. Yeah. So number seven, Wayne reading how the SLA actively participates with the state elected committee of blind vendors to develop the youth, and that was initially called the publicly noticed committee, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh,